Welcome back. This week, we are talking about productivity, which we think is a really important topic that we surprisingly have not talked about explicitly yet. So we wanted to dedicate a whole mini episode to this topic and kind of our favorite tips, tricks, and resources that we use to stay productive. And particularly for our listeners that maybe early on in their college journeys, how we figured out kind of what worked for us and what didn't, and what we're using now in our everyday lives. So that's what we're talking about this week. Really excited. I'm back with Mikey and Jack, and we are all going to share our favorite things about productivity and what we use and kind of the journey that we've been on personally to stay on top of our professional and personal lives. And I'm really excited about this because I think my journey with productivity has changed a lot too. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I always loved planners. Like middle school, Danielle, we got like a free planner with my school. You know, you picked one up and they're really trying to teach you how to plan. And so I loved those. I think I still have them. I think my parents still have them, which is hysterical. But then, yeah, I loved that aspect of things. But I think from, you know, high school to college to work life to now grad school, all those things, you change. So I'm excited to hear what your guys' productivity tips are because I might implement them in my life as well. So yeah. Jack, do you want to kick us off? Jack has made a Notion page for us, which I know you're going to talk about Notion in a second, but it is the most beautiful, stunning thing I have ever seen. If it wasn't confidential, I would share it with our listeners because it just brings me so much joy to see how intricate and detailed everything is. And it's all Jack. So our Notion queen.
Yeah, I started getting into productivity too in college, like a lot. And I was kind of between, I want to say analog and digital, but handwriting and digital stuff. And I would go back and forth. So I started with this bullet journal-ish planner called the Best Self Journal, which was great, but it was tedious for me to write stuff every day. And sometimes it was hard to keep with it. And if you're a bit of a perfectionist, you don't like to lose streaks. It just kind of can get a little bit weird. And so I ended up searching for different productivity apps. And for me, task managers, because with school at the time, I had a lot of university projects and then client projects on top of it. And then trying to do video chats and stuff with my family, it got kind of crazy. So I needed to have something that was beyond a Google Calendar that I could have individual tasks and stuff laid out and easily move different days and all that kind of thing. So I started out with Things 3 and OmniFocus. I think some of our listeners who are into task managers might be using those currently. Those are great. They're not exactly the cheapest things on the planet. And honestly, I had a hard time sticking with them long term. I used them for each of them for a few months at a time. And there were things I liked about both, but it wasn't custom enough to how I worked to stick with it forever. So I really struggled with like sticking with one thing. And it wasn't until after college that I really started getting into Notion, which is a lot more affordable, I think, compared to like, especially OmniFocus, which is a subscription-based thing. It's expensive every year. So Notion is about like $35 a year. And you don't even have to pay that much to have like all the features. They have an amazing free plan for you to try. And for me, and it's going to sound kind of like dramatic, but seriously, it's kind of changed my life and I'll explain why. I think one of the biggest issues with productivity and getting things done is we get so caught up in just that, just getting things done. What's the bigger reason? Yeah. What's the bigger why?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And with Notion, something that I learned from other people who I'll recommend in a second is connecting your small stuff to your bigger values and your bigger goals and your bigger projects. So when I see I have to edit a podcast, I'm not seeing just I have to edit a podcast. It's connected to a goal I have about business stuff that I want to do or monetary goals or whatever. And I'm seeing the connection of a small task and how that relates to the bigger picture of my life. So I never feel like I'm just doing something to do something. I can kind of see the bigger connection. And for people who have to be really self-disciplined and kind of self-motivated, that can be really motivating because you're seeing yourself progress towards your goals. So Notion, essentially, this is going to sound so boring, but it's like a database thing. It's just full of databases. And essentially, you create it. It's very custom. There's templates out there. And essentially, you spend a little time up front to make what you want, and then it's just maintaining it. And then you can adjust it as you go. So to get started, because I use it for everything. I use it for to-do lists. As Danielle said, we use it for the podcast to keep track of our episodes, scheduling, social media stuff. It's that flexible. but I use it for to-do lists. I say it's a to-do list on steroids because, again, you can change things to certain days, connect them to projects. So I use it for a detailed CRM, which for those who don't know, including me just a second ago, customer relationship management software, that stuff can be expensive on its own accord, right? So I built one in Notion and I've talked with the team and eventually I want to have a couple templates for the listeners too to use because I think that could so be really cool. Awesome. When we had roommates, we would use it for like splitting bills and showing what bills we had and splitting and also adding receipts and stuff to that so everyone could access that. And again, goals, projects, progress, it's really easy to see. So I recommend if you're interested at all, they have a free plan that's just the bomb. But if you're trying to figure out how to use it, Notion has like fundamental videos on YouTube that are free to watch and it gives you the basics. But if you really want to learn like how to implement it in a way that could be revolutionary, like in your systems and in how you really like plan your day, plan your life, I would recommend looking into August Bradley, who has a bunch of videos on YouTube about his systems. And also Marie Poulin, who also has a YouTube channel, and they both have different takes on how they've made their, they call it a life OS, a life operating system in Notion. And I would recommend checking those guys out because, like I said, different takes, but they're both extremely valid. So I'm a bit of a Notion, I say queen, it's just an obsession. It's an addiction a little bit, but hey, it helps me get shit done, so.
I need to spend more time in Notion because I am obsessed with it just off of what you built for our team. And it's so cool. And it just like, it really is a database. Like you can create this whole world and it's just really user-friendly, I think is the best thing about it to me. I've used Airtable before and I even started off our team on Airtable and Jack was like, hold on. let's go to Notion. And I'm so glad we did because I think this is just so much better. Sorry, Airtable. I still love you. I have a pair of their socks, I used them at Nike and they gave me some socks and I was like, you guys are the best. So I still do love Airtable and I think it can be really used for enterprise stuff, probably a little bit more than what we're using it for like truly keeping track of everything on our team. And I'm just a big fan of Notion. So I feel like I need to maybe do the life database like you're talking about.
Yeah. And I can include the links to this stuff too in the show notes.
Yeah. Love it. I use GoodNotes for a productivity planner and that's something that I got off of, and we can link to Grace Beverly, who is a business owner and an influencer, and she's a UK influencer, and she started a brand called Tala that is a sustainable activewear company. And so she has some videos on her YouTube channel about just kind of how she did that and also like healthy eating and vlogs and everything. But she also had this video on productivity and I really liked how she broke it down and it was very approachable. And she was like, hey, I don't have one to-do list that has everything on it. I break it into sections because it doesn't make sense to me why you would have like take the dog for a walk and finish this major project on the same to-do list. You know, like you got to have separate to-do lists. Yeah. And so she broke it down into quick ticks, tasks, projects. And then she also has a section on there that's three non-negotiables of like things that you have to get done that day, and then a section for schedule. And so I loved that idea so much that I went and made my own version of this that we will share with all of you through Canva. And I took out the schedule part of it because I religiously use my Google Calendar. So I don't necessarily need that portion of it, but I loved breaking down the list into like quick ticks or things that'll take like less than 5 minutes. So like responding to an email or getting organized with like your to-do list for that day or something, like things that don't take that long, tasks or things that take a little bit longer, but then projects are like ongoing big picture. Like what do you need to be working on? And you can break projects down into tasks and quick ticks. So I love that. I've been using that for almost a month and a half now. And I really like it. I use it on my iPad with GoodNotes and it's been really helpful for me to just like not feel overwhelmed by the amount of things that I have to do because I do have this podcast and law school and a business on the side of that. So it really helps me stay on top of those things. It's your turn, Mikey.
Okay. So I have to echo again that I love the notion that Jack has set up for us. But in terms of like my personal life, so now that I'm not in school anymore, I've kind of reconfigured how I keep track of things. So the thing that I started doing maybe a month ago is I kept my work to-do list on my work computer. So that way, when I'm not working, I can minimize how much I think about work. So literally just the Apple Notes app, put the date in bold, put the things down, and then I can cross them out, do the little strike through when they're done. And that has definitely helped me separate work and life a little bit more, because before I was doing my to-do list like I have been doing my personal to-do list, which was just writing it down.
Right.
And I would have a work side and a personal side. But then if it was like the evening and I was doing things for my personal life or whatever, and I saw things that weren't done for work, I was like, and I work from home. So it was kind of like, well, I can just go and open the computer back up and like work on it. So definitely doing that separation has really helped. And so, yeah, I like writing my to-do lists for sure. And now I have all of these markers that bring me so much joy and that I spend way too much money on. But when I was still in school, I used GoodNotes religiously because it was like I had it on my iPad. So it was like one thing that I could carry around instead of carrying around like my notebook and like pens and markers. And I love that because once again, I could do like the dotted paper and I could make my own agenda, because even when I tried to like make my own agenda in Canva, I was like, I don't like the way this looks. So I could do all of that. I could have my different notebooks, but literally be carrying around like just my iPad. So I like that. I definitely had started missing writing things down by hand, which is why I've gone back to doing paper. But I still love my iPad and I use it for a lot of stuff anyway. So it's not like that was like a lost cause, especially like when I travel. It's nice to just bring my iPad and use the different notebooks in there. So those are like my list organization things. And then I'm going to talk about Airtable for a second. And I'm going to come to Airtable's defense a little bit, because
I still love them, to be clear.
Okay. Because I love Notion, but I do think that like sometimes setting up your own things can be a little mind-boggling for you. Notion does not help that. And so I use Airtable mostly for like job searches. So when I was still in school, internships and looking for jobs and that kind of stuff. And I really like it because you can take somebody else's template and you can manipulate it a lot quicker than I think you can for Notion sometimes. And so I really liked it because, you know, I can have what the job is. I'm looking at it right now from my spring internship search. But like I have the job, the company, what the role actually is, the industry. So like development, programming, post-production, that kind of stuff. The location, since so many things are still remote, but now people are going back to hybrid. And then the status area where like I have like under review, application sent. This column has a lot of rejected.
Can relate.
So you're not alone out there. And like, I don't know, it just has like a lot of functions that I really love. And I'm happy to share this space as well for people who are looking for internships. And it's free. I think there's like some more elaborate things that you can do with a paid version, but I really like this. It keeps track of everything. You can link the job directly. So yeah, so I like Airtable for that reason. This, I think, is a very important thing when linked with productivity, and it's getting to the end of the week and forgetting everything that you did or feeling like you did nothing. And so I was recommended maybe like a year ago this website called Landit. And I think that it's maybe designed for professionals who are a little bit further in their career, because like you can find like a career coach, like an executive training coach or whatever through it. But I really like it because of the journal aspect that it has that is like very straightforward, and it's such a good way to like reflect on every week. So basically there's like this journal section of like, what did you do this week? And you can customize the categories, but some of like the standard categories are like my job, my personal life, networking, building my brand. Like there's different things you can personalize it. But I really like using that because I feel like so many of us just feel like we're not accomplishing things, or we're not accomplishing as much as we should be. And I think that this really helps you look at it, put it down on paper and see it. So whether you are looking for a job, you can put in that section like, I applied to 5 jobs this week I had networking calls with this person and that person and that kind of stuff. And then on top of that, like I put in like, oh, this week I exercised 5 times and that's more than my average week. And that feels really good. And like, I even put in stuff like I met my friend for coffee and like we had a really nice conversation because especially as you get older, like spending time with other people becomes harder and harder. And you don't think of it as something that is feeding your productivity when in reality, at some point in your conversation, things that you've been working on probably came up and they had really good things to say about it that steered you in a different direction that really helped. So I like Landit. There's a lot of features that I don't use it for, but I really like just the overall keeping track of what was I doing. And you can just look at your history every single week and kind of see like, okay, it looks like I need to network a little bit more. Let me like push myself to do that this month because last month I didn't network at all. So I like that.
Like what Mikey's saying, a common practice in a lot of these productivity nerds sort of lives is weekly reviews, weekly, monthly, quarterly reviews. And some of the practices that I've taken have also come from, again, some of the people I recommended, August Bradley, Marie Poulin. They do weekly reviews. They both do it differently. But so Landit, right? That's a service. You could probably have some features that you adjust. If you have a bone to pick with it, right? Then that's the benefit of if you're up to the task of putting something together or using a template and then altering it, you could basically achieve the same thing with Notion. So that's where it's like there's a flexibility to tools. And I think it's going to happen more. And I hope that it does, because for people who will use something better, if it goes along the way that they think, if it helps along the way that our brains process it, then it's just easier to use a tool. So yeah, I definitely recommend just as a practice, seriously, a weekly review. I log my wins, my lows. Like Mikey's saying, networking, if I networked with people, if I had a really awesome time with family, that kind of stuff is really important to keep track of. Because then you know when you're at your happiest, who are you around? What did you do? What did you not do? And that can be really impactful for like long-term stuff. So yeah, I totally love that.
I've never heard of this, so I'm going to go check that out. And I think what this is making me think of overall too, just to kind of tie it all together, I think the most important thing about productivity is just to start. You just got to start somewhere. And if you want to start by writing a to-do list and it feels really daunting, like write it out and then chip it away and start to figure out what works for you. Because I think if you're a person that's never been a planner person or like, you know, you've never figured out what works for you, just the beginning of it can probably feel really overwhelming. And so I always go back to a phrase that my dad uses a lot in my life still, which is turn anxiety into action. And so if you feel anxious about something, write it out and write out everything that you need to do and just do one thing at a time. And that goes with getting organized and being productive as a whole, I think is just like, if making a giant Notion database sounds daunting, don't start there, you know, start somewhere else. And so that's okay. And like having multiple different things that you use is okay. Hopping from taking notes in person to going online for note taking, any of this stuff is okay. Just like as long as you're making progress for yourself and like you feel like you're testing things out, and eventually you'll find something that you really like and that feels like you can stick with and be consistent with. And so, yeah, don't start with perfection in mind, because I think all of us that are talking with you today have been doing this for many years and we've figured out things that we like and don't like. And like I said at the beginning, like they change over time. So just getting started is really important. Well, I think that just about wraps it up. So we will see you in our next episode. And let us know if you try any of these different productivity tips or any of the different softwares that we've talked about. We will absolutely be linking everything to our website. So give that a look when you get a chance. And we'll see you in our next episode. Bye. Thanks for listening. This episode was made possible by our audio engineer, Jack Booth, and our growth strategist, Mikey Lulo. For more resources and inspiration on finding your purpose, check out our Instagram @PathsToPurposePod. We'll see you next time. Bye.